This is Carl from Webcourses Bangkok, and this is part 6 in the series of how to become a web designer. In the last series I asked you to have a look at WordPress.com to have a start to have an idea of content managed websites, and that's a very important thing for any freelancer to be able to be really, really au fait with, and that will allow you to do much bigger and better dynamic websites. Now, WordPress being one of the most popular ones, it's a good one to get into because there's a lot of support. Now, last time I asked you to look at .com, now it's time to have a look at .org. And there's a fundamental difference, and that difference is that you can install WordPress on your own hosting. Now, hosting is something that you'll be maybe shopping around for, or maybe have found yourself, and up until now you might have had the pleasure of just working from your own computer, but it's actually time. It's actually time to start using your own hosting. Therefore, you can start actually producing websites that are live on the internet. Okay, so my advice is actually go to HostGator. Now, if you go through our website and go to resources and then professional cheap hosting, you'll get a 10% discount. So go through there and get a hosting package that's kind of like that allows you to have many different domains pointing to one hosting, and that allows you to do, you know, more than one website on one host, and it's much easier to manage. If you are doing client work, please advise your clients to buy their own hosting or buy it for them. It just means that if there's any issues with the hosting, that they can go to the host, and that takes a little bit of the support pressure off you. So anyway, if you do have something like HostGator, you might have, or you will have, you'll have cPanel. Now, cPanel is the control panel that allows you to control your hosting. It's a nice idea to have a look around here. It's pretty simple, really. If you click on mail, you're probably going to get mail. If you click on FTP, you're going to get file transfer protocol, which allows you to upload your files. So have a look at these things and check them out. But the most important one is right down at the bottom. You'll see something called Fantastico, and believe me, it is. Fantastico allows you to quickly install content management systems such as WordPress and Joomla, Typekit, things like that, very, very quickly. Sorry, typo. Now, if you go to Fantastico, you can literally install WordPress with a click of a button. If you don't have that and you have some sort of different hosting, then just follow the process on WordPress.org on how to install it. Once you've installed it, you've set up the database, you've set up the FTP, you've installed the software, and you've gone through the actual installation program with WordPress, you've got your own WordPress site to which you can do whatever you want to. You can change the code, you can add code, make your own templates, things like that. It's very, very liberating and allows you to get some more dynamicness to your skill set. Okay, so have a look around that. Install WordPress, get used to doing that because you're probably going to do it a lot. And then once you've got kind of used to that, you can start looking at other things which we'll talk about later in the series, like programming and template creation. So for now, just do the same thing you did with .com. Have a look around the new installation that you've got. It's going to look boring, just like the .com did. Install a few templates, some plugins, and we'll talk about some of those later on the series. Okay. So if you've got any questions and you're interested in learning more about WordPress, please contact us at www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Okay. See you later. Bye.